We're for Adelaide and South Australia. These are today's headlines from The Advertiser. Two serious COVID-19 breaches in Adelaide city centre have put authorities on high alert, but both have been ruled out as any risk to the community. The men involved in the two separate incidents have returned negative COVID tests. The first COVID breach happened on Thursday afternoon when a man visited the Hindley Street police station claiming to have travelled from New South Wales. The second happened about 10 p.m. on Thursday when an international traveller in quarantine in a Medi hotel snuck past security and spent hours in the community. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to The Advertiser at advertiser.com.au or download the app at your app store. Adelaide bus, tram and train tickets look set to go digital, with the state government calling for proposals for a QR code-based ticketing system. The Department for Infrastructure and Transport has put out a tender asking for quotes for a new smartphone app-based ticketing system. The MetroCard system was introduced in 2012. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
New data shows more than 10% of homes sold in South Australia in the 12 months to June were bought by interstate buyers. Figures compiled by the Real Estate Institute of SA show of the 11,295 property sales in the 12 months to June 30, 1,446, or 12.8%, were sold to buyers in other states. That's up from 5.25% for the same period the previous year. And in sport, Adelaide coach Matthew Nick says time will tell if Taylor Walker plays again next year, but he hopes the former Crows captain will soon be able to sit down and talk with the team. Walker has taken leave from the club since receiving a 6-game ban last Friday for his slur about North Adelaide's Robbie Young in a SANFL match at Prospect Oval on July 17. Nick said there was still no time frame to decide the future of the former captain, who was contracted until the end of next season. Those are your headlines from The Advertiser. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at advertiser.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.